We were talking about the Connect Michigan program in Crawford County, which is one of the smaller counties in Michigan, but it's up near Grayling. Beautiful vacation area. Not too far, Eddie Riddell, from where your folks have their home up on Sheboygan.
It's up in Sheboygan. You go up to Indian River. So we go down that corridor quite a bit. And even in the wintertime, and Grayling and Gaylord is a big-time winter activities. They have the snowmobile activities, ice sculpture events happen up there. You have the military Camp Grayling up there. Mm-hmm. There's Boy Scout, lots of Boy Scout camps up there.
A lot of stuff is going on up there, and one of the reasons I thought to focus on this recent statement or the recognition of Crawford County now being a connected Michigan, that is that they are connected to the internet, they've done some formal things that have pulled this all together. I thought it'd be good to talk with somebody from that area about what practically this means. So we got Rick Anderson is with us right now. He's a Crawford County Commissioner and also the Vice Chair of the Planning Commission up there. Rick, thanks for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Oh, you're very welcome, Foster. Good to be here.
It's so good to have somebody from that beautiful part of the state up there. And, you know, one of the things about in the article that had been written in the Crawford County Avalanche, the newspaper up there, was that, there's this wonderful Pure Michigan campaign that's going on where we're telling people about how wonderful our state is. But so many parts of our state, like Crawford County, have been for a long time disconnected from that whole reality.
That's correct. Underutilized and what we consider undervalued. If you look at Crawford County as a community, you look at places to go. We have Lake Marguerite, which is the third largest inland lake next to Houghton and Higgins.
Wow.
So it's right there, and Camp Grayling is right on the shores of Lake Marguerite also.
Mm-hmm. And as Ed was saying, who has a family that's been up in that area, up a little further north in Sheboygan, it's a wonderful place. People have traditionally gone up there to vacation, etc. But one of the challenges that you folks up there face is how to connect practically to broadband and move into the 21st century. What are some of the challenges that you folks face up there as both businesses and just vacation sites, etc.?
Well, our challenge is, again, we had the supply brought in by Merit. The hub is located in Crawford County in our government building here.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is now getting the assets moved out to the community. If you have a population of 14,100 folks and you have a population density of 26 citizens per mile, that tells you we don't have a lot of citizens living in areas. Again, 50% of our landmass is owned by the DNR. So it's pretty hard to basically envision how we can move forward. We have 5 or 6 major communities. Basically, we got in the Connect program to get certified. We're the 14th community to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So now what we need is we need the end suppliers to supply fiber and basically make the program work where it's viable for our individual citizens to purchase high-speed internet.
Oh, so basically the long haul has been put in there, basically.
Right. And that was what he was talking about, Merit.
As Gary would talk about, you talk about the long haul or the trunks. Now you have to let some entrepreneur or telephone company actually provide the provide as an internet service provider and make that last mile connection.
How do you make that happen?
Basically, we're trying to partner with AT&T, Verizon, a number of other people. Another new player in is SpeedNet, which is basically a supplier. Now, we talked a little bit about some of the towns that are a little more advanced than Crawford County and the city of Grayling, and the new program that ACDNet is putting on where the suppliers, the end suppliers, AT&T, Verizon, will basically light up a city proper, and instead of having hotspot zones, we have a multitude of the whole city being diversified to basically have that internet service throughout all businesses in the downtown. Let's say Petoskey is a prime example. Little bit north of us, they're a little bit more advanced. Sheboygan's a little more advanced. They're going to be the first people that get these new prototypes that'll basically be put out. So my understanding in talking to Connect Michigan and ACDNet, the people that are going to put this together, is that this could have 640 bundles of fiber optic ready to go, supply within a mile density, and then branch out from there.
What? So Can somebody interpret that for me?
Bottom line, that I didn't quite. I sort of got lost on that last part there.
But basically, what it's saying is that you can act. You get a company, ACDNet, that in Sheboygan, I understand Alpena. Am I right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe Roger City was the other one. But anyway, they have committed to make that connection between that big trunk and to bring some of those fiber lines out into the city.
What you have to realize is that area up there, there's not many cable companies that run up there. Otherwise,
that's it.
So your big dish subscribers and satellite TV subscribers are the high def over the air. I mean, that's basically it. So this trunk is really going to bring you into the, at least into the 2000, the Y2K time frame.
So
it very well could,
Is ACDNet then coming into Crawford County? And you think they're going to be able to partner with you?
They will. They tried a year ago in the city of Grayling. Doug Baum is the city manager. They had a pretty good program going. But what you have is, with zoning and everything else, critical space on the poles that they require is through consumers. So with consumers getting that permission to put it on their poles in this downtown city could take anywhere between 3 to 4 months even to get that program going. So now ACDNet is back in our community. Talks are back on with Doug Bombs and Eric Prajoski, who is the zoning administrator for the city.
So
and the nice thing about when they do that type is when the city has this expanse of vital things out there that they can do with it, what could happen is you could have downtown cameras, 911 availability.
Yep. There's all sorts of things going on. Rick, we've run out of time here, but Rick Anderson is a Crawford County Commissioner. He's also Vice Chair of the Planning Commission. I think he's well-placed when you hear him talking about all the things that could happen. Hey, the very best to you and to all the folks in Crawford in getting this next step to really getting connected to the internet. We love our state of Michigan and all the recreational and beauty thing we have up there. Rick, the best to you and the folks in Crawford County.
Well, thanks for having me, Foster.
You're very welcome.